This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Voting along party lines, the U.S. House has approved a resolution that formalizes public procedures for the impeachment inquiry against President Trump. Hours after the vote on the House floor, on The Late Show with host Stephen Colbert, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said,
"It's very sad. We don't want to impeach a president. We don't want the reality that a president has done something that is in violation of the Constitution."
As for Republicans, Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy called the process a sham. Minority Whip Steve Scalise calls it Soviet style. A new wildfire quickly spreading in Southern California. The Ventura County Fire Department says the Maria Fire has charred over 7,000 acres since breaking out yesterday. About 7,500 people have been forced to evacuate. This is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance Company presents
and Doug.
Limu, I love how we're always looking out for each other. Kind of like how Liberty Mutual looks out for you by customizing your home insurance. So you only pay for what you need.
Yay! Limu, why didn't you tell me about the uncovered manhole? I was literally just telling you. Limu, I had no idea you could swim.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
Police say four people are dead from a multiple shooting at a home in an affluent San Francisco Bay Area community. Witnesses say the shootings happened at a Halloween party at an Airbnb rental just east of Berkeley. The party was attended by students from a community college in Oakland. President Trump discussing impeachment on a UK radio show, referring to the phone call he had with the president of Ukraine that's at the root of the impeachment inquiry.
When you know the line is crowded with people listening, intelligence agencies, military people, they're all listening. When I say something inappropriate, I'm supposed to be a very smart person, right? I don't think I'd be doing that.
The president on the Nigel Farage show, President Trump's longtime personal pastor, the televangelist Paula White, is joining the White House Office of Public Liaison. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Chicago Public School students are getting back to the classrooms today after missing 11 days of school because of a teacher's strike. But Mayor Lori Lightfoot announced yesterday the work stoppage had come to an end after she and the Chicago Teachers Union agreed that 5 days lost to the strike will be made up. It all happened a day after the CTU's governing body had approved a tentative agreement on a 5-year deal. The school district still needs to figure out when those makeup days will be added to the calendar. Most Americans will gain an extra hour of sleep this weekend as Sunday marks the end of daylight saving time. At 2 a.m. November 3rd, people across the U.S. need to have their clocks back 1 hour to reflect the new time. Of course, modern devices will do it themselves, but remember if you've got something from the past that you need to change the time manually, residents of Arizona, Hawaii, and parts of the U.S. territories do not practice daylight saving time, so it won't affect them. And someone in Fresno, California has been tying red balloons to storm drains. And authorities in Fresno say they're figuring it must just be a Halloween prank. The balloons made famous in Stephen King's book It, but became even more so after It became a movie not long ago, in which a scary clown does just terrible things. Anyway, for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. How you doing? Are you hanging in there? Don't get nervous. It's okay. Like I told you yesterday, you just got to sit back and watch the circus. I mean, if you take it too personal, your head's going to explode. I mean, tune in every once in a while and get an update and just kind of laugh about the insidiousness of it and the insanity of it all, because it's totally nuts. And I know the sad part is that we're paying for the show. I mean, this is a very expensive ticket that we're paying for right now, but it comes to you, brought to you by Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, the Democrats, and the Deep State. Liz Peek joins us now. Liz, your New York Times paper gave it straight up. They said, fractured house, bitter vote, huh, was the headline?
Yes. Good morning, Bill. Nice
Good
to
morning.
Join you. Please
Always.
Don't call it my New York Times.
I'm sorry.
I take no responsibility for this god-awful newspaper that dominates the cultural scene here in New York. It's a fractured vote. I think most people are unmoved by the fact that the Democrats pretended to come out with clearer, fairer regulations. Basically, Adam Schiff is still running the show, and I think that's really, seriously, I mean, trying to be level-headed about it, I think that's all you needed to know.
Right.
I think Nancy Pelosi has made some mistakes along the way, but none measures as important as putting Adam Schiff in charge of this investigation, because he is the face behind the Russia collusion story.
Mm-hmm.
He is the face behind the dishonesty attached to that, when he numerous times said he had absolute proof that the Russia collusion story was real and that Trump had done something wrong. And now, of course, he's pushing the same narrative about Ukraine. So I think whatever confidence neutral-minded people might have had in this process starting out was shattered from the very moment that he picked up the reins, and he still has them.
Well, Liz, and the fact pattern that has been well established by the Democrats, same thing as they did with the Kavanaugh hearing. Here, Schiff had the information. He denies having the information. He may not have had any direct face-to-face contact with the whistleblower, but clearly he had the information in advance.
Yes, I mean, it appears to have been pretty much a rigged up alarm bell that was rung with this whistleblower, and we now know the name.
Mm-hmm.
Interestingly, my organization, Fox News, is not putting that name out publicly, but certainly social media has the name, and it's a guy who was fired early on from the NSC because he was accused of leaks and not being on board with the Trump White House. And by the way, if you're serving in the Trump White House, you're expected to be supportive of the Trump White House. That does not seem too much to demand to me.
Or for any position at any job or organization you're working for, right?
Well, yes, but let me just say, there is, without a doubt, something you might refer to as the deep state. Remember that there are, I believe at last look, something like 70,000 people who work in the State Department. They don't all change with every administration. There are many, many people who are you know, doing a good job, but they're there in Republican times and Democrat times, but so they don't always agree with the president, for sure. And that's their prerogative as long as they carry out the mission that they're given. In the White House, it's a really different situation. You're working for the president. So if you're not on that team, you should get off the boat. And I think this guy, was put in place, it's said, by John Brennan. He was a registered Democrat. He worked for Joe Biden. If all of that is true, and it appears to be true, it seems like they kind of cooked up this situation. And by the way, I don't think that Trump should have put any kind of quid pro quo on the line or pressured Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, to investigate someone for political purposes. I think a lot of people read the call as having done that. I don't think there was a quid pro quo, but if that happened in some fashion, that's obviously wrong. Is it an impeachable offense? I say no way. And that is really the bottom line of this whole melodrama, which, by the way, Bill, as many people have pointed out, we're a year away from the election. If the Democrats want to get rid of Donald Trump, go the bloody hell out and vote.
Right, exactly. Why put this country through this kind of divisiveness? I mean, we're already at each other's throats. What is it going to be like a year from now, Liz?
I don't know. If Trump wins re-election, these Democrats are going to go nuts. And I really don't know. I really, at this point, I don't know if you saw today's jobs number. It's another,
yes, I did. Yes.
Another beat on the upside in terms of job creation. Retail sales were better than expected. Third quarter earnings are better than expected. Their whole game plan over the last 6 months of talking down the U.S. economy, making people really, really scared about the impact of Chinese tariffs and the impact on business confidence and stuff. Yeah, it's had some slowing effect. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you, the economy is in good shape. And if this persists, as most of the economists I talk to think it will during next year's election season, and let me just say, if the economy continues at this level, Trump's in pretty good shape. And by the way, all the matchups you see are basically spurious. I mean, mostly you see Trump versus somebody. Well, until that somebody is a real person on the campaign trail,
exactly,
those matchups are meaningless. And even then, I think they will be tainted by the anti-Trump bias that we saw in 2016 polling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then we'll end up with, again, a big surprise for the Democrats come election night. 128,000 jobs created in October, Liz. I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Unemployment, we're still at full
employment.
And
people thought it was going to be less than 100 because, because they've talked themselves into it, Bill. It's so astonishing to me. I mean, we had someone tracked this. I've kind of forgotten who, but there was a tracking done on how many times the word recession came up in the media, mass media, and it was more in August than it's been since we actually were in a recession. It's kind of amazing, right?
Yeah, leave it to them. Wages rising again, plus 3%. Everything looks rather rosy for our economy as it continues on its robust ways, and this in spite of a big strike that happened in October.
Yes.
Lest we forget, right?
Yeah, a strike that, of course, impacts more than GM, but also impacts all the supplier networks. And by the way, continuing slowdown at Boeing. I mean, the Dow isn't doing as well as it might as the S&P, partly because of Boeing. Boeing is in real trouble, and they're just sort of stymied until they get out from under this cloud of having safety problems, which obviously are a big deal for an airline, an airplane manufacturer.
Exactly.
But that, too, has held back the numbers.
Well, Liz, if Congress thought they were all that in a bag of chips, the stock market kind of just yawned over this impeachment vote, right?
Well, it's not going anywhere, Bill, and everybody knows it's not going anywhere. That's the bottom line. bottom line. I mean, they can do whatever they want in the House. They'll pick it up in the Senate because McConnell, I think, feels he has to do that. There is no way that the Republican senators are going to turn on Donald Trump for a whole bunch of reasons, including the fact that his approval rating with Republicans remains extremely high, higher than theirs.
Exactly. Well, and some people had hoped that maybe McConnell might checkmate the Dems in the House move, but that might be problematic. He may just have to hold his nose, let it play through, and
because
we only got about 5 seconds left. More from Liz Peek after this. Stay with us. 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Remind
reminding us of what makes our country great.
I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of
Bill Martinez live.
We Americans do, because Americans, that's what we do. We love to work, we're productive, and we're out there making it happen. The jobs report, wages increasing, boy, it all looks good. Our conversation with Fox News contributor, former top-ranked Wall Street analyst Liz Peek continues. Liz, what is wrong with Nancy Pelosi? Is she absolutely delusional? Did you hear yesterday? She says, nobody comes to Congress to impeach a president of the United States. Wait a minute. Did you forget what Jerry Nadler had to say on the train? Maxine Waters, Al Green, I mean, he's already, what did he present? Three times he's presented articles of impeachment to Congress right off the bat. Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib's statement to her son and to the group said, don't worry, honey, we're going to impeach the MF-er.
Yeah. So, and by the way, let's not forget that there is a very, very serious and committed billionaire, Tom Steyer, who is funding only candidates for the House who are vowed to impeach President Trump. So it may be that all those old-timers did not enter Congress hoping to impeach a president. A lot of the newcomers actually did, and they made that part of their commitment to voters. So, look, I think Nancy Pelosi was caught in a vice. The so-called Justice Democrats on the left were vowing to primary any candidate who was not behind impeachment, and they actually made good on that. There are a number of, as you probably know, a number of Democrats across the country being primaried who were considered too moderate for the Justice Democrats, who are, by the way, represented by people like AOC and Rashida Tlaib and all the squad. These are dangerous people, and if you're a Democrat who thinks that the rule of law is important, who doesn't think that, you know, hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants should just be walking into the United States sort of unfettered, et cetera, you're in trouble with these people, and they fear them as much as they fear Republicans, because Republicans can go after them in, you know, toss-up districts, but in those districts where Democrats assume that they will win, that's where AOC came in, right?
Exactly.
She defeated a longtime Democrat, Joe Crowley, shocking everybody. Well, that can happen almost anywhere. And so I think that is what drove Pelosi, that very noisy, fractious part of her caucus. But the reality is she's really done her party a disservice, I think, and I hope it turns out that in a lot of these toss-up districts, like we have one here in New York, Staten Island,
yes,
went Democrat in 2018. A guy named Max Rose took over a seat long held by Republicans, and they're already out campaigning on the fact that he voted yes yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that resolution gives Democrats a little wiggle room. They can say, well, I didn't really vote for impeachment. I voted for the process.
Right.
But I don't know that voters are really going to discern the difference between those two things. I hope not.
Well, I think that voters are realizing that this process stinks to high heaven.
Yeah.
And it's going to be tainted. There's no doubt about it. But you look at it's up to the voter electorate to really wise up. I mean, you know, you and I were talking about it off air, is that the scenario is that Donald Trump gets reelected. Nancy Pelosi holds on to the House. Are you ready for four more years of, you know, impeachment? We're just going to, it'll be another reason to impeach. I mean, we've gone from the Russian delusion, Ukraine. I mean, you know, what's after Ukraine? They'll come up with something.
They'll probably go back to emoluments clause or something. But I actually think voters at some point get seriously tired of this. And actually, Democrats wanted to kind of rush this through the House, you know, because the polling initially, they kind of got people on their side. You saw the polling go up in favor of impeachment and even in favor of removing the president from his office. And his polling went down. I will almost guarantee you that's going to start to turn around, because there has been no new news on this, no new evidence, no discoveries, despite all the breathless headlines about this witness or that witness. Guess what? None of those witnesses have really brought anything forward to make this a more dire case or accusation than it was initially. So they're not making any progress. And I think Americans' patience for this is going to wear thin if they don't see the needle moving. And now, Bill, here's an interesting scenario, I think. So let's say now this goes to the end of the year, which is what they had hoped to avoid. Then, okay, McConnell picks this up and determines that there's going to be a trial in the Senate. Well, that is literally within days of the Iowa caucuses.
Exactly.
And then New Hampshire. So you've got all these Democrat senators running for 2020 to be the candidate, Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, et cetera. And what are they going to do? They're going to sit in the Senate day after day listening to, if I were McConnell, I would drag the thing out forever just to show, A, there's nothing, there's no there, and B, to tie up these candidates. That's
exactly.
A misery for them.
Exactly. Well, this is why they were trying to fast track this so that they wouldn't run into this situation. But you're exactly right. This is this very likely could occur. Could be a smart move by McConnell, to say the least. Well, Liz, again, we hope the voters have wised up enough. They're worn out throughout all these antics that are taking place because, you know, the thing, what it all comes down to me, what I'm hearing is that it seems like you've got, you know, some angry employees that just doesn't like the way the boss is running things, and they're revolting. I mean, it sounds very, very cheap and chumpy, as they would say.
Well, again, that's not so surprising. It's just that this president has brought out the worst in a lot of those people, and a lot of those people were very invested in the Obama White House and their foreign policy in particular. And, of course, Trump has done his utmost to overturn most of that foreign policy, and I think for good reason.
Exactly. I was going to say, like his foreign policy was working so well.
Yeah, exactly. So when Joe Biden, by the way, goes on 60 Minutes and talks about how, you know, harumphs about how he really has foreign policy experience, and by the way, he doesn't think Jared Kushner has any credentials to be meddling in Middle East affairs, I would remind your listeners, it was Ben Rhodes, a 38-year-old wannabe fiction writer, who basically constructed Obama's foreign policy. People forget this. It wasn't Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. Sure wasn't Joe Biden. It was Ben Rhodes, who basically came up with the idea of the Iran nuclear deal, came up with the various alliances that Americans basically voted against. So don't tell me that Jared Kushner doesn't have any credentials. Neither did Ben Rhodes.
Right,
and I'm not saying that one justifies the other, but this smugness on the part of Joe Biden about the Obama White House really is just too much to take.
But compare the bottom line, Liz. Compare the product of these two individuals alone. I'll take Jared Kushner.
I totally agree. Yeah. I agree.
Speaking of this madness that's gone on, Al Baghdadi's death, you wrote about this. You know, after this incredible victory and taking out Baghdadi, and now the number two ISIS general. I mean, the media cannot give this president any credit whatsoever.
No, I mean, honestly, I shouldn't even have written about it. It's such an old story, but this one was just so obnoxious and offensive, I couldn't resist. I mean, the idea that the New York Times had two headlines the next day basically saying that this mission was successful in spite of the president. Now, you know, had it gone wrong, whose doorstep would it have fallen on? Let's be honest.
Exactly. I mean,
there's no question who was behind it, who supported this all the way, et cetera, et cetera. Did President Trump pull the trigger? No, he didn't need to. He's got very good intelligence and military people working for him. And so did Obama when he went after bin Laden. The two situations are totally analogous, and it was an absurd pile-on by the liberal media to discredit this president's efforts. It's so offensive, Bill. As I say, it's an old story, but it just never grows old.
Well, that's what I say. You get the fact pattern that's in play here, right? And don't forget it was Joe Biden that told Barack Obama, don't do it.
Yeah,
don't go after Osama bin Laden, right?
I'd forgotten forgotten that. Thank you for reminding me. Oh, my goodness, what a tremendous discredit to Joe Biden. Not that he needs a whole lot more.
No more. Fox News contributor Liz Peek right here. Thank you, Liz. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You too. Take care. Bye now.
You've heard it said, you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Just hours after U.S. House members vote to advance the impeachment inquiry into President Trump, the House Speaker, Democrat Nancy Pelosi, is on late-night TV talking about it.
In one conversation, he undermined our national security by withholding military assistance to a country that had been voted on by the Congress of the United States to the benefit of the Russians.
Republicans blasting the resolution to advance the impeachment process, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise calling it a Soviet-style process. The economy creating a better-than-expected 128,000 new jobs in October, according to the government's jobs report just released, the jobless rate edging up to 3.6% from a 50-year low of 3.5. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you needn't have worried. I trust your taste in limits. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
You know, you had to laugh a little bit when Nancy Pelosi made the statement right there on camera saying, well, nobody comes, to Congress to impeach a president of the United States. And you go, well, wait a minute. How delusional is she? What did she forget here? I mean, did she forget the statements that Jerry Nadler had made or Rashida Tlaib when she talked about, we're going to go and impeach that MF-er? And this was before, day one of Congress. What are you talking about? They didn't come to Congress to impeach them. That's exactly what they did. It is impeachment madness, and it found another level of unfairness. And here to help us understand is somebody who was right there on the front lines firsthand with the Bill Clinton impeachment, constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead, joins us now. John, how are we doing?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, hanging in there.
Well, I keep telling everybody.
With all the madness in the country right now.
Well, like you, John, I keep telling everybody, just take a breath. Relax. Don't get caught up in this because it is.
Don't get caught up in the show. It's a show.
totally insane. There's no question about it. But look, yeah, if they've got to exercise, they, you know, we voted these knuckleheads in, and they're going to waste our, they're going to continue to waste our money and go and fight this windmill that there's no way that they can win. They can impeach the president, which is, you know, they're starting the process. They still don't have the courage to go and actually impeach him yet, which is an indictment. But it's not going to pass muster in the Senate. They know that going into this, and the damage that they're going to, put upon themselves. I mean, this is really insane, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's, again, you're talking to someone who's worked in and out of D.C. for over 40 years, and I was, part of the situation that put Clinton. He lied under oath, by the way. Lied under oath to his
He actually committed a crime, right?
He actually committed a crime, yeah. Right. So, something that was definable. But this is, again, a lot of these people up there on the Hill, and again, like I say, I've worked in Washington, D.C. for 40 years. They love the publicity. This is making, people like Schiff, who you never heard of before, basically, is everywhere now. They make money off of this, by the way. They make political connections. They make money connections up there. I mean, most people that come to Washington, D.C. to be a senator or a representative, they're not wealthy. When they get there, when they leave, their pockets are full of money.
Exactly.
And connected to all kinds of corporations. And again, it's hard to trust most of these people. There are some good people on the Hill, but generally a lot of the people running for public office are there for personal gain. I'm sorry. I've seen it over and over and over and over. And this is something that, like I say, with the media jumping in on this, and CNN and all this stuff, Fox included, but, CNN, I mean, if you look at CNN, many of their commentators are former government CIA officials.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, these are people that had been mistrusted for years, and some of them even got in legal trouble in their commentators. So the question is, can you trust what you see on the news? Can you trust what's coming out of a politician's mouth? These things today. And it's a weird situation when you see what's going on in the country. You're seeing our country is morally collapsing. We have a $1 trillion deficit. Sex trafficking is rampant in the country. You have all these things going on, homelessness and stuff that we should be focusing on to help the nation, and we're sitting here doing this kind of nutty stuff?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, it's a diversion tactic, in my opinion. Yeah. Maybe not intentionally, but there are a lot of things that we Americans need taken care of, and our so-called representatives up there babbling on about nothing, generally.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, Lindsey Graham called him out. And to your point, John, Lindsey Graham called him out during the Kavanaugh hearing about their lust for power. And he said, I hope you don't get it. He was very passionate about it. I mean, but he called it for what it is. And the Democrats are out of their skulls. They didn't like the results of the election. They've been trying to change the 2016 results from day one. And they've been marching to this end. But meanwhile, they've unhinged themselves. They're losing credibility. It's so ironic because you hear Nancy Pelosi and other Democratic operatives talk about unifying the country. And how can you be unifying the country when you've got a crowbar in your mouth that continues to divide us?
Oh, yeah, they're dividing us, yeah. Divide and conquer, yeah, they've got it. They are, this is a division tactic. It's designed to get people up in arms, fighting, pointing their fingers in each other's face, hitting each other, which we're seeing more today, people, how they're treating each other in so-called protests. Even at sporting events now, people are fist fighting and stuff.
Well, you can't even have the president go to a World Series baseball game. It's the Washington Nationals Stadium, and he's being booed. Are you kidding me?
Yes, it's kind of nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm meeting more people now, too, who walk up to me when I'm talking to them or something. They know who I am. They say, by the way, I want you to know I'm partisan. And I look at them and say, why do you...
What brought that up, right?
Partisan? Why don't you be an American who wants to defend the Constitution and the real key things that we supposedly were once taught in school, which we're no longer taught in school, by the way. Kids don't know anything about the Constitution, those things. Now, I'm looking, And I'm saying, hey, I'm here to protect the country. I'm here to protect the Constitution. I'm not here to, you know, do this or that or be a Republican right. or a Democrat. That's not my goal in life. I mean,
exactly.
As a Christian, I mean, I have Christians running and everything. I'm very positive. I say, well, you think Jesus was a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian? What do you think?
Yeah.
They stumble.
Causes them to think just a bit. John, break this down. I mean, this whole process that's been going on, rather spurious, rather suspicious, I mean, clearly partisan, but help people understand because, you know, we hear the Democrats talk and they believe that this is the right way to do this, that this is fair. Republicans say just the opposite. Common sense would indicate that this is very unfair. I mean, it is anything but due process that's taken place. Behind closed doors and what Adam Schiff and the Democrats are putting upon us.
It's behind closed doors, that phrase. I don't like that. I think that it's good to know what the politicians are doing. We should have anything that's out there that the American people should know, we should full transparency, and that's what this should be about. But all the secret meetings, all this and that, I mean, if we're going to see the final end of this thing and see exactly what kind of information, but so far the information I've seen is nebulous. It doesn't mm-hmm. seem very clear what they're talking about. And I mean, you used the word babbling on. They're doing a lot of babbling on now.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
But here's the key to understand the impeachment process. And it rolls out of the mouth of the founding fathers, by the way. They said very clearly... Alexander Hamilton said that the impeachment process was political. They really chiefly the injuries done to society itself.
Mm-hmm.
And here it has to be a crime. The so-called crime must be something that impairs the business of the country, harms society down the list. And so far they've delivered nothing up like that.
Mm-hmm.
If they go to a full hearing, if the House Judiciary Committee votes to move forward with the impeachment, and it goes to the Senate, which would be the final vote, and they hold their hearing. And again, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court will have to be over this trial, and the president would be called, or his lawyers would be called, to plead mm-hmm. not guilty or not answer, or those things. It's a political act. It's not mm-hmm. a legal act. You don't have to commit a legal crime to be impeached in America.
Right.
It's a political act, and it's at a point where people get tired of a certain entity or president, I mean, if another party wants to kick him out, obviously they can. But the question we have to answer here is, if you're going to remove somebody from office, what are the charges? Should they be clear charges? Should they be something that really does harm society, impair the office of the president? So far, they presented no facts to supplement, you know, their argument.
Exactly. And I think they're underestimating that the majority of Americans are fair-minded. We believe in due process. And when we see something stinking like this, it's very hard on our psyche.
It's hard on your psyche, and it's not good for the America. It's not good for the country. You use the word divide. They are divided. We are divided now. We're more partisan than ever. We're screaming. We're yelling. We're not standing and holding up the Constitution and our rights and things like that, which I'm trying to get people to see. That's
exactly
the most important thing.
John, we got to go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from John Whitehead after this. 18 before the top of the hour.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com.
Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years. So now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
So when people first hear about MediShare, they have questions.
Some good ones, like, what is it?
Well, MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's not health insurance. It's a different way of doing things, which leads us to this question. Why do so many become MediShare members? Two big reasons. They save a lot. The typical family saves $500 a month, and they feel great about it. With MediShare, you aren't forced to pay for things you don't believe in. Find out more. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. This non-impeachment process, I guess Nancy Pelosi, Democrats, finally had to fold to say, look, this thing stinks to high heaven. Maybe we need to bring some order to this. This isn't fair. The other thing is that they set a precedent. Because as other wise politicians have said, you got to be careful about what you do to the minority party, because one day the chairs will change and you will become the minority party. And what's going to happen to you? We already saw this happen when Harry Reid took the Senate nuclear. Well, then it was Mitch McConnell's turn to go nuclear with the Senate, and the Dems didn't like it. But look, at you know, sometimes when you have to chow down some crow, better served cold at times, right, John Whitehead?
I guess so.
Yeah, that's it. So help us understand, as an attorney, like you said, who have gone through this, you went through this with Bill Clinton. You know, this is a process. I mean, in legal terms, you could sue anybody about anything. And then you have to have your day in court to where you can present your case. Right now, the Democrats have had their way in the court of public opinion, whether we're talking about Kavanaugh, whether we're talking about anything that the Democrats don't like, they take it to the court of opinion. Anonymous reporting is now, you know, hyperventilated and hyperused. We've got fake news out there on top of it, the mainstream media joining in, and let's not forget now the declared deep state, which even the ladies from The View at one time said, who told you there's a deep state? There's no such thing as a deep state. And then who was it here recently? The former CIA director doctor, you know, referred to the deep state. He said, thank God for the deep state, right?
Yes, it does exist. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. So this...
That was confirmed in an FBI memo, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So help us, you know, deal with this process in a fair-minded sort of way. What should we be looking for? What should we understand? You know, because this thing is so couched in partisanship, John, that our heads can explode and we can, you know, get caught up in this. And I'm trying to calm our audience down so that, we go into this in a level-headed sort of way.
Well, again... I don't know. Again, if I was the lawyer in this case, I would be looking at Pelosi. I'd be looking at the Democrats and saying, first thing I would like from you is facts, clear facts. Put them right here on the table so we can look at them, and I will present them to the president. The problem is we're not getting facts. We're getting rhetoric. And, again, it's reflected, if you will, through CNN and stuff like that. You're just seeing endless, endless, endless. They're the ones that are promoting this, by the way. They're pushing it through society. It's the media working in conjunction with this particular party at this particular time. That can change, of course. But, again, I would be asking for the facts, but the thing that people have to understand about the impeachment process, as I quoted Alexander Hamilton in the last segment, it's a political process. Mm-hmm. If it comes to a point where any party which has the power feels that the president's not representing the country, that the country's breaking down under the president or whatever because of what the president's doing, they can move to impeach. That's mm-hmm. It's a political movement. It's not legal. And the Supreme Court in 1993 in the Nixon versus United States case said that they will not review these cases, the impeachment process, because it's a political process.
Mm-hmm.
They even say that.
Yes.
So you're locked into what you have, and if you don't like the way it's going, folks, I would be on the line to not just your congressman, but others, asking them, let us see the facts. See, and again, our government should not be holding secret meetings like this in this particular instance. I can see if you're dealing with bombing, with whatever war things or things there may be a need for.
Mm-hmm.
Secret, top secret stuff. In fact, I'm a former infantry officer. I worked in a top secret project. There are cases where you need, top secret stuff. But in an impeachment process or a process where you're claiming someone is committing a crime or doing this or doing that, give us the facts specifically. And, the Constitution is very, very clear in what it says. In Article 2, Section 4, which deals with this, you have to have treason, bribery, high crimes, or other misdemeanors.
Mm-hmm.
And bribery has to be specific, by the way. The Supreme Court has ruled that. You have to have something has to be quid pro quo, and I don't think we've seen that.
I think that's almost throwing that out the window with the whistleblower, right?
That. So
yeah.
The question is, what are the high crimes and misdemeanors? And, the settled opinion is that it deals with the functioning of the office. Is it impairing the president and functioning and how he functions and how he's carrying forth his duties? And so far, I don't think they have a very good case for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes down to this, I think. And again, there have been a number of big questions posed in the impeachment process. Are these misdeeds that they're alleging, are they so malignant and threatening to the Democratic government that they rise to the level of treason?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it in this case. Do they justify putting the nation and the world through this trauma, an impeachment trial, for all it will involve, all the negativity? And here's the key. Do the misdeeds that they're alleging that the president's committed justify nullifying the votes of millions of Americans?
63 million votes. Yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I think that comes down to the crucial point. Is this something, the people that have voted for Donald Trump and others, are they still backing the president? Most of them are, yeah. So
yes.
The question is this the kind of situation you want to present to the American people as a representative of government, saying this is the ultimate case we can present,
mm-hmm.
No, so far they have not alleged anything that is concrete. Clinton, obviously, and again, I thought, Clinton survived the impeachment process. I thought it was, again, I thought they were overstating against Clinton, even though I was opposing him in the Paul Jones
case. Paul Jones case, right.
But exactly. He did commit a crime, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So far, all we hear about Donald Trump is lips moving and secret meetings, you know, lips blathering and secret meetings. And again, this is what we should be screaming for. Okay, you got something against the president? Let's see it. Let's see the clear facts.
Right. Yeah, and selected leaks, John. I mean, look at, if you're going to leak, then open it up. I mean, be transparent.
Exactly.
But these selected.
Is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
This is something that if Donald Trump is doing something that rises to the level of impeachment, we need to see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's our president. It ain't their president. It ain't the Republicans' president. It's our president.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people that form the power group in Washington, D.C. And by the way, I'll just be honest with you. I look at a Pelosi. I'm not trying to be mean here, but a lot of the people that are serving in government are not the brightest cookies in the cookie ship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're dealing with people that aren't all that intelligent. A lot of them don't even listen. The polls show that most people serving in Congress have no idea what's even in the Constitution. They can't tell you what's in the First Amendment. All the polls show that. These people, I mean, we're electing people to government that don't even know. They say they're going to uphold the Constitution in their oath, but they can't tell you what's in the Constitution?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Why are we allowing that? And I see, what I've pushed over the years is I think anybody before they take office, including the president, should take a test on the Constitution and they have to pass it.
Well, how about if we have them do that and also pass a security audit? You know, Trevor Loudon, who has been known for doing extensive backing, he's probably did the best job in vetting President Obama before he was president and brought all these things to light, which people just wanted to ignore, said that most of the people in Congress today couldn't even pass a basic security clearance exam.
Yes, I know.
I mean, that's pretty pathetic, and we're giving them information. I mean, we're giving, you know, Tlaibs and Omar, we're giving them information, you know, that is proprietary, that should be some level of secrecy. And
I agree.
And we're entrusting them with this, not to mention others that are card-carrying democratic socialists. What does that say? I mean, how do they put their hand on the Bible, say they're going to defend the Constitution, when the very other thing that they believe in is antithetical to the Constitution?
Yes, and they don't. And when they say they hold the Constitution, I think most of them don't even realize what they're saying. So that's one thing we're dealing with here. But again, the secret meetings and all the stuff that we're seeing here, I don't like those. I think that again, if they need to come forward, they need to tell us what the crimes are. And if I was the president of the lawyer, I'd be looking right in the face right now. Hey, guys, gals, give me the information here so we can decide what we need to do here. Quit your blathering. Give me the facts, all right? And this is not a political event. This is something that's very, very serious for the country. The future of the country is at stake here. You're dealing with what kids see and learn. You're dealing with a lot of things here. So let's move this thing on and get to it, okay? And the other thing is, it's going to be very tough to do the, even if they move through the door to the impeachment, they have to have 20 Republicans in the Senate. That's going to be very, very difficult.
It's not going to happen. They know it's a fait accompli, John. It's not going.
It's a show.
He's not going to get convicted, but they're looking to do as much damage to this president as possible. But meanwhile, look what, you know, the latest job report.
They want to get reelected. Yeah, that's the point. It's a political thing here. This is very political. They're trying to stop a possible reelection. Yeah.
Well, the worst scenario for them is that they lose everything, that they lose the White House. I mean, I don't know how the electorate gives the keys back to Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats in the House. If they do, we're going to have 4 more years. Then there's going to be something else, another reason to impeach the president. Do you want to have 4 more years of this madness?
No.
Yeah. Hey, my hand's up, too. I'm right with you on it. But, John, you know, maybe out of all this, what Donald Trump announced in his inauguration speech was that today he was turning over the government to its rightful possessor, which is we the people. And maybe that, you know, if that comes out of all this, then it's worth the exercise. If we the people assume our rightful position of authority, then we start to get this country back on track, right?
Well, we the people are the government. That's how the Constitution starts. We the people. We are.
But we have to exercise that, John. We're not exercising it.
Exercise, yeah. Again, demand transparency. Give us the facts, folks.
There it is. John Whitehead, he's the president and founder of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.